You're listening to SBS News.
All smiles for the camera as United States President Joe Biden received his COVID-19 booster shot. The 78-year-old says COVID-19 vaccination remains the country's top priority.
Boosters are important, but the most important thing we need to do is get more people vaccinated. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Over 77% of adults have gotten at least one shot. About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us, damage for the rest of the country. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The federal regulators in the U.S. have approved a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for Americans aged 65 and older, and for those with pre-existing medical conditions or who work in high-risk environments. Mr. Biden, who received his first dose in December last year, urged other vaccinated Americans in his age category to follow suit.
That's because the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, looked at all the data, completed their review, and determined the boosters for the Pfizer vaccine are safe and effective. They've had all the data they need. And last week, they laid out who is eligible for those boosters for now. You're eligible for a booster if it's been 6 months since your second Pfizer shot, and if you fall into one of these categories.
The World Health Organization has already expressed multiple times its opposition to booster shot programs, saying developed countries should first donate excess shots to those unable to reach substantial first and second dose immunization rates. Mozambique's Foreign Minister, Veronica Nathaniel Makamo-Davolo, says her country is among those with not enough vaccines to fight COVID-19. She's urged the United Nations to waive certain intellectual property rights to allow more countries to produce COVID-19 vaccines.
One of the main challenges we, the developing countries such as ours, are faced with relate to access to essential medicines and vaccines. We are in favour of a temporary waiver of certain clauses of the agreement on trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights to allow an efficient response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccines represent today an essential goods intrinsically linked to the right to live and to life.
Meanwhile, in New York City, the deadline for health workers to receive their first dose has passed. Officials say contingency plans are in place as hospitals and nursing homes brace for the prospect of severe staff shortages, fueled by workers getting suspended or fired for refusing to be inoculated. President and CEO of New York City Health and Hospitals, Dr. Mitchell Katz, says he doesn't anticipate it'll be a problem, with 95% of nurses are fully vaccinated, as well as a little over 98% of doctors.
Today's actions will be for people who are not vaccinated. They cannot come into our facilities, and they will not be paid for their work.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's mostly concerned for private hospitals.
Am I concerned? Yes, but am I seeing evidence of any substantial shortage in New York City private hospitals? No, I am not seeing that at this moment. I think there are big challenges around the rest of the state for sure.
In Chile, the vaccination program has turned to inoculating children against the virus. From Monday, children aged 6 to 11 who have written permission from their parents were able to receive the Chinese-made Sinovac vaccine in schools. Among the first to be vaccinated in his school was 11-year-old Alien Araya, who attended it with his mother.
I think it's okay, so we can be more protected. And when I get COVID-19, if I get it, I won't get it so badly.
The rollout of the Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccines in China has hit a new peak, with over 2.2 billion doses administered in total. The capital, Beijing, has managed to fully vaccinate over 98% of its permanent residents aged 18 and over. Israel, another country with an ambitious vaccination program, has issued a stern warning to the rest of the world. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says we're at risk from two plagues, not just one.
There are two plagues that are challenging the very fabric of our society at this moment. One, of course, is the coronavirus, which has killed over 5 million people around the globe. The other has also shaken the world as we know it, and it's the disease of political polarization. Both coronavirus and polarization can erode public trust in our institutions. Both can paralyze nations. If left unchecked, their effects on society can be devastating. In Israel, we faced both.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.